Oh, she vibed us.
She figured
she got
it out.
Us right.
She's a psychic, dude.
Are we going to get this jumping? Does everybody have a drink, first of all?
Yes.
Is everybody ready to get inebriated?
Yes.
Cool, because...
Most guys already has a head start on us.
Yeah, he's been beating us, so that's all right.
We're so boring.
Cheers, y'all. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of the Buddy Cast, coming at you live from the W at Worthington's during the Festival of Lights.
Woo!
Yeah, I am your host, William Henderson. Joining me, as always, is George the Filipino Ferret Ferrito.
Oh.
And to my right is Carlos Patino, our Mexican.
The Mexican Patino.
The Mexican. Not the Mexican, the yes. Mexican.
Thank you for that you. Hack Mexican joke for
hey,
us.
Save me some, bro. Let's go.
I always liked the Festival of Lights, minus having to find parking.
Yeah, it's the worst part.
It's
cool.
And
pay for parking.
You paid for parking?
I paid for parking on Sunday because I had to come to work.
Damn.
That's unacceptable, dude.
I agree.
Did you get it reimbursed?
No.
Was there a lot of people? Were there a lot of people on Sunday?
No.
So you couldn't find parking right here?
No, it was full up, dude. Completely full up.
Damn, that sucks.
Yeah.
That does suck, dude.
Yeah. I wasn't happy about it. $10, whatever, though. It's fine.
How much do you think the people that put up the lights get paid? And how do I get that job?
I think they already work for the Mission Inn.
They're just slave workers?
Yeah.
Janitors,
the groundskeeper.
Yeah.
The Hagrids of the Mission Inn.
Yeah, dude. They just do it with their wands and umbrellas and shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Wingardium Leviosa. Oh, we fucked up.
Yeah.
There's one. The other day, the whole one side of like the block was like flickering. Like, it wasn't even on.
Dude, that would suck because you have to go to, like, each bulb and push it in and be like, which one is it? Which one is getting loose? It's fucking up the whole strand.
There was a fire that happened on their when they initiated the ceremony.
There's a fire?
One of the fireworks popped off, and part of the Mission Inn caught fire.
What?
Yeah.
When was this?
Is this breaking news?
This was the day after Thanksgiving.
Black
Friday.
When they African-American Friday.
When they turned on the lights. First day.
Yeah. What do you call Cyber Monday?
Yeah.
White People Monday. Yeah, White Monday. YT Monday.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did you guys buy anything? I bought something.
Where?
From Cyber Monday or Black Friday, I guess.
Oh, no, I'm broke.
Broke? Carlos?
Nope.
You got a brand new watch, bro. I'm beat you up in the parking lot for it.
Yes, sir.
Fancy.
Do you feel good now?
I feel normal again. You know, like I feel like I was missing something and now I got it.
I have a watch too. It's got a screen and everything, dude.
Can you change the face?
Yeah, if I break it. This is Armani, girl.
Armani?
Okay, it's Armani Exchange. But still.
Wait, what does that mean?
It's street level Armani.
Like Armani didn't want it and he's like, fuck it.
Yeah, it's not Emporio Armani. It's not Giorgio Armani.
Really,
it's
what happened is the manufacturer messed up and they're like, well, we can't sell this for.
I got it at Cabazon at the outlets.
they just add a word to it and they can sell it now for cheap.
AX.
It's really the same watch. It's probably off by a second. You have to reset it every once in a while.
It's Armani, bro. It's off by 3 seconds.
Yeah.
It's off by 3 seconds?
Yeah, you never know. I don't know. I got it. I don't even remember who bought it for me, but I like
what
black
are your sluts?
Black. No, my sluts don't buy me anything.
No,
and
you don't get good sluts, dude.
That might be facts. Yeah,
you gotta get some better sluts.
Nah.
That buy you shit.
No, I just like them to leave. Thank you. Come again. Thank you. Don't come again. Actually, no. Never mind.
Yeah, that's what you say.
Yeah. Thank you. Never came one time. Sorry. I apologize.
She's saying that or you saying
I'm that? Saying that she never came one time.
Oh.
I don't like that there are a copious amount of girls out there that I've never given an orgasm and they know.
They've never gotten an orgasm before?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
At least four, you know? I've had sex with at least four girls where they didn't have an orgasm.
Oh.
And
yeah.
That's not okay with me, man.
Yeah.
That's,
well, I mean, you should have gotten them there before you even.
I was young and restless.
That's fair.
I didn't know. Yeah. I wasn't a a giving person. I don't know how to do it. I still don't know how to do it. I kind of just wander around until something happens.
Right, right.
Do you know how to do it?
I took some edible drops.
Just now?
And I'm just going to wait until it kicks in.
Until you start talking.
So we'll see how it goes.
Would you put them in your eyeballs?
Yeah, they just fucking...
No. That's how they do it on Equilibrium. They just pop their eyebrows. Do you watch Equilibrium?
I don't know what you're talking
Bruce
about.
Bruce Willis?
Christian Bale, actually. Christian Bale. It's like the poor man's Matrix. It's dope. It's super dope. But yeah, they have a lot. They do the eye drops. I think. I might be mixing it up. I don't know.
What was the dread? What was the drug? How did they take their drugs? Because it wasn't... Did they sniff their little liquid?
I don't remember, but I liked that movie.
Yeah.
Because it was like The Raid.
Cool. Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah,
that movie was dope.
Dread was really good. The second one.
The one with Carl Urban.
Yeah, not the one with Sylvester Stallone.
That one was still good.
That one was really bad.
Dude. That was Rob Schneider's prime, dude.
That's what made me turn off the TV. That's why I was just like, no.
Wouldn't the drug that slows down time just suck?
Not for them.
No, because it's like bliss. They slow down the dopamine drip.
I guess, dude. That seems terrible.
Why?
To go like super slow,
but in bliss, like just
it's
have
not
a
like
rush.
Bullet time where you can still
you
move the same.
You don't know that.
Yeah, I do. I watched the movie.
You didn't try.
That
it,
guy
though.
Watched his death in slow motion.
That's fair. Yeah, yeah, that was great.
Yeah, yeah. He had time to accept it though. He was like, "All right."
Did you guys do the Spotify rap thing? Do you guys? Do you have that? I did it.
iTunes did it this year too.
Yeah. Did you see what yours were?
I have Apple. I'm not poor. So.
You're not poor. No. You have Apple Music.
I have Apple Music, so I'm not.
Okay,
poor.
So did you go through your wrap up?
No, but I can tell you probably.
Yeah, I want to go through it.
Rap,
live, dude.
The only rap.
Yeah.
What about all the other genres?
No, whatever you want, dude. Whatever was gonna go happen. I want to know what your yearly roundup is.
I don't know it either, but it's kind
of... Dude, my most played album this year, this is how you know I have anxiety, is because it was just Hamilton. So 2 years in a row, was my favorite album was Hamilton. That's all I played.
All the time?
Yeah.
Would you pick specific tracks, or you,
you
would just start...
You need variety in your life,
no,
dude.
No, I'm good. I do that for like trash TV. That's why I watch The Bachelor. That's why I watch Bachelor in Paradise. Love is Blind. That's the shit. Yeah. No, that's my shit. That is my shit.
If you like...
I just
TV?
Finished Love is Blind, bro. Oh my God. Oh, Jesus. My God. Oh, don't even get me started. I do, but there's so many train wrecks to try and keep track of that it gets overwhelming. No, you're good. He's got you. We've got a door guy.
Jesus.
He's right there. Thank you for hanging out with us, folks.
Have a good night. Thank
get
a, you.
Get home safe. Take care. Happy Festival of Lights.
Okay.
Oh, we'll be here. Cool. What's your rap? Did you pull it up? Do you know how to get to your Apple Music wrap-up?
Time out.
Wait for it to close. Okay, what?
That dude is deaf. God
damn it,
Mike.
Dude. We're trying to talk shit, dude.
Damn, they bought new cushions. Look at that. Hell yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, they're so gay they turn colors.
That dude's definitely going to run a train on those women, right?
No. I get to them.
He seduced them in 5 minutes,
no,
and I'm glad he's good at his job.
His card is about to run a train on those women. He's about to buy a round of drinks and go home by himself.
He is the biggest.
Hey, don't be a hater,
dude. He is the biggest dick in his room. In this room, dude. Fucking talking
anyway,
shit
yeah,
from the
no,
corner.
No, my rap was I got. Hip-hop, R&B, soundtrack.
All right, I guess we're going to miss out on this great opportunity for a bit. That's all right.
But no one else knows this guy. We're talking about people that three of us know.
There was three middle-aged ladies. They all really liked me.
That's true. I mean, they
fucking go on with your season wrap-up,
I'm
dude.
Getting there. I'm
Jesus
there.
Christ. It's over, dude. The moment passed, and you fucked it up. But
I didn't fuck up anything.
Your
you
stupid
just,
fucking
you wanna,
raps,
why don't
dude.
You just ask how Carlos Patino's set went? Jesus Christ, dude.
Fucking terrible podcasters.
Hang on. You have to click get started. First of all, Apple has the worst yearly wrap-up thing because they make you go to a website and then you have to watch a video and then you can scroll through it. It's a mess. It's a fucking Elon Musk. Are you running Apple Music right now? Because it's garbage.
No, it would be better if he was.
You think so?
No, not at all.
You know, I got a lot of Chance the Rapper. I got Aminé, and then Hamilton, and Macklemore. I have some Macklemore in there.
God, dude, you listen to fucking nothing.
And then Souls of Mischief. I got some Justin Bieber in there, bro. A little bit of variety, you know? What's up, bro?
I feel like after what you just told me, I have every right to murder you in the street.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
You could try.
During the Festival of Lights.
Come on, dude. Let's
dude, can
do
I
it.
Push you off the city building down where that big Christmas tree is lit
let's
up on
do
the
it.
Side?
Let's do it on the church and let's see who's right.
No, evidently, yeah. According to you, that won't kill a man.
I don't think
so.
It will. I think it would. I disagree.
All right.
I think it'd just be a really rough year for the rest of the year. What's the minimum height you think you need to fall from to die?
Dude, 25 feet.
Really?
If you land on your head, for sure.
College Patino, what you listen to? Linkin Park over there, dude? I listen to 28,000 hours of music.
That's year. Pretty wild, yeah.
28, almost, yeah, yeah, it was crazy. And that's not even including, like, when I go on Spotify and Pandora, just on Apple Music.
Yeah.
Almost 30,000 hours.
So what am I telling you, my top 10?
Yeah, I want to know what your top song was.
I'm not even sure this is really that.
Oh, it's not yours all of a sudden? These songs? I don't play these songs. Justin Bieber?
I'm not embarrassed of my music, but you definitely should be.
100% yeah. You should be.
Why?
Because yeah. So, your shit sucks. Except, just, with the exception of Hamilton, your shit sucks.
It's the whole soundtrack.
I feel like this is just for the month, isn't it?
No, it's for the year.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's the wrap-up, bro.
I don't know how to see if it's...
Are you drunk?
Oh, nope. My God. I'm so glad we did this.
I thought he was ready. I vamped for like 10 minutes, dude. What else? What were you doing?
I mean, it just like, I don't know how what you want me to look at.
I want to know what your top song was.
Songs?
Yeah, your top song, your top artist.
All right, so I'm not going to include Jump Around just because that's the intro song.
That's fair. My number two song is Good Day.
Gets people going.
Yeah. So my number two is a song called Boilermaker by Royal Blood. It's a good band.
Fuck. Is it, though?
It's a good band.
Is it? Is it your friend's band?
No. I wish they were my friends.
Are they Christian?
They're not Christian.
Good.
They're actually...
Are there Catholic bands?
I'm sure there are. They just suck.
Yeah.
Are there, like, Mormon dance troupes? Like, does religion have to do everything?
There has to be, dude. The killers are not Mormon. I don't believe that for a second.
I don't even see them riding bicycles. What are you talking about?
Onto the stage.
There's no way. I don't think Mormon, if you're a true Mormon, I don't think they would allow you to do
something.
To
be famous?
Like that.
No. Yeah, they can't.
Oh, that's disrespectful.
Yeah.
No. It's for God.
You might be they might be former Mormons. That's a good name for a band.
Formans?
I don't believe you, dude. There's no fucking way.
All right. Jamie, will you Google something for us, please? Studio Vulcan. I don't
know. Well, yeah, that's it.
Would you want? Well, all right, so let's wrap your year up then. Did you guys watch anything that you're gonna throw down? If you had children and they're like, what's the one thing you consumed in 2022 that you would like your children to also consume? This could also be drugs, by the way. This could be
the Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
Rings of Power.
Drive to Survive.
Oh, you're so gay, dude.
Yeah.
What?
Because that was your answer?
Yeah, I got to be something else now.
Yeah, I was about to say, you guys can't just hate everything that
the
I
Ozarks
like.
Ozarks, I don't know.
Oh, no, we can.
Oh, yeah, but
don't challenge us, sir.
You're not that good at it, actually. You're just okay. Okay. That's it. That's your guys' rebuttal for everything. Okay.
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 Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Yeah,
you won the argument. Okay.
Shh, don't tell them our secret, dude.
But by the way, if anyone's listening, if the buddy system ever talks shit to you, it's pretty much just going to be okay. That's it.
Yeah, but it's what's said within that okay is what matters.
It's because that person already said all the dumb shit, and then the okay is the period.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. You see? Cool, man.
What if that's all we did? What if that's what we did for the whole episode? Just okay.
Okay. Okay.
That's how we improv for the last 30 minutes of the episode. I like pineapples.
Okay.
Okay.
No, I really like pineapples.
But yeah, Drive to Survive would be like... That's what I was interested in the most.
Okay. No, that's fair.
This year.
That's very good.
I can't. I honestly, because I didn't really binge watch like any shows.
Okay.
Okay, dude.
Like what? What? Did I ever talk to you guys about which?
You
like,
no, but the fact is, you probably did.
I can't think of anything that I
that
did.
And
really
jerking
did.
Off
oh,
a lot.
Impractical Jokers. Probably I watched all of the Impractical Jokers. That was pretty fun to watch.
I mean,
it was really cool. I like that.
I guess for me, it would be Critical Role, now that I really think about it.
Okay. Is that your most consumed, like, do you think you put the most hours into Critical Role?
Probably just because it's every week and it's 4 hours usually per episode. So, yeah, generally speaking, that's probably it.
Killing dogs.
Plus, like, extra stuff that they put out. And
I tried to watch it, and I stopped, like, 10 minutes in. I was like,
I understand.
This is too nerdy.
It's not for you.
I think if you did it more, though, like, if you played more tabletop games, you'd probably enjoy it more.
Yeah, probably.
Because I think you're just too distant from it. Because it is, like, an engaging medium, I guess, with which that pursuit has, but if you're not doing it, it just feels like, what's going on, you know?
Yeah, like I don't know. I think with any kind of like games, like board games or whatever you want to call it, it's hard for me to get into it initially because I've never because I've never grown up doing any of that stuff.
Can I tell you, I despise board games at this point in my life.
Dungeons and Dragons isn't a board game.
No, it's a tabletop RPG.
What a fucking nerd, bro.
Okay. You're right. It is effective.
It's like the magic bullet,
dude. You can say so much. You can say so much.
You can make someone feel so damn stupid, but just okay.
Yeah, dude. It's all about tone.
A well-placed okay, you'll get that person to quit comedy for sure.
All right, then. Is that what you guys are doing this whole time?
Yeah, dude. That's what we've been trying to do is discourage people.
Work. It's not going to work.
At every open mic, I look for one opportunity to be like, okay.
Yeah, no.
You don't like board games?
No. Like, my girlfriend and her friends like to play them, and they're always like, come on, play with us. And I sit down and I play, and they're like, explain it to me, and then they're playing faster than I am, and I'm like thinking about it, and they're like,
William,
you could
doesn't like to suck.
Yeah, you know? That's basically what it is. They're like, you could do this, 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 and this. I'm like, wait, start at the beginning? Fucking, what? Like, I played Catan for the first time, and you know, you have to like make matches with your cards, and I'm just so confused. And they were just like, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? I'm like, because I've never played the game. I don't know how it works.
But what resources do you need, though? That's
and the
question.
Thing is, I ended up winning that game.
And you and didn't even know? You're
yeah,
like,
I was like, what a shitty game that someone that doesn't even know what they're doing can win with a little bit of advice.
Yeah.
You know, like,
And did you win because everyone else lost?
No, it just came down. I don't really understand the game that well, so I can't really explain how I won.
Yeah.
Something about having the longest road and then settlements and fucking, I don't know, got wool. I have no idea. Rocks. Something about rocks.
Bricks and wood and getting stuff to
and
sheep, build.
And you made like a, you put like a sheep with a brick and you get a road for some fucking reason. It was confusing as shit. Have you never played?
No. I didn't even know what game you said.
Settlers of Catan.
Catana?
Catan.
Catan.
Yeah.
I've never heard of this game ever.
You're not missing anything.
It's fine. Yeah, I mean, like when I went to that Friendsgiving party that you threw.
Yeah, but I like playing fucking utter nonsense. I like playing like those shits.
I don't like subjective games. People where it comes down to what the fucking person that drew the card thinks.
I got everyone to hate me. I got everyone to hate me at one point because I think the accent was Indian. Yeah, I didn't do.
Did you do feather or dot?
I did feather for sure.
Oh yeah, that's fun.
I did feather.
That is fun.
It's fun.
I would go straight to Indian.
Yeah, everybody did. That's why
I am from New Delhi.
I saw that everyone did red dot Indian, so I decided to do feather
smart.
Indian.
Did you and lose?
I think I won that round.
Oh, perfect.
What are you complaining about?
Yeah,
no,
what's the problem?
No, because while I was doing it, everyone was like,
oh, tell it to the scorekeeper. Whatever, dude.
Scoreboard, bitch.
Yeah, that's what losers do. Yeah. Okay, oh, yeah, that's what losers do.
Blame the referee.
Yeah, don't hate the player, bro. Hate the game. So you won. That was a victory. Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. I hate the games. I don't hate the people that like to play them. I just hate the games.
What about beer pong? What about a more active,
like what?
Beer pong. Like a
yeah, no, that's fine.
Do you like PvP games? instead? Because board games,
I'm more into like co-op game. That's why I like D&D, because it's not like everyone against each other and talking shit to each other. It's like, dude, can't we just be friends? Like,
no.
But I do that. I talk shit with my comic friends. So like my outside of comedy friends, I just want to be nice people.
Really? Like, I think I just quit comedy.
I just want a different speed.
I just quit comedy so Will could be nice to me.
Beats you up in the parking lot after this. This is me being nice.
Imagine he's like, funny you should say, Carlos, you've never done comedy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I played Clue,
Clue
this past weekend with my girl and our Facebook friend.
Lost.
Lost Facebook friend. Lost episode. And, like, I had fun, but, like, I just didn't, like, I don't get Clue. Like, it's too much thinking. There's a good happy medium for board games where it's just
you're
like,
such a run of the mill white man. You're like, yeah, I got my experiences. I don't want anything outside of that.
I'd rather play Yahtzee than play like
probably because you played Yahtzee as a kid. You fuck.
I played a lot of stuff as a kid. But
you
like,
ever play Speed? Speed's fun.
Yeah,
with Speed. Some with regular.
Cards.
I'll play that with my wife every now and then.
I don't mind playing like spades.
I am, because I don't get distracted with my kid.
Oh.
And I don't stop. Well, you know, I keep going even if my daughter is like wants attention.
The real world doesn't stop, bro. The game keeps going until someone wins.
So I take advantage. I was like, you got distracted. I didn't.
But love her. I don't. Yeah. So.
And I got really lucky that my daughter likes to try to get my wife's attention more than she tries to get mine, you know. So it's like, ah.
It's because your daughter knows that even for her, you can do nothing for her future.
No, my daughter loves me.
But you can
okay.
It's not my fault you guys have parents that don't love
for
you.
Her future,
you don't know what that looks
career?
Like.
Dude, you have no idea.
His dad has a baseball field named after him.
Yeah, really?
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, your dad's gay.
He's a fucking bachelor, dude. Just out there slaying.
Is he, though?
I don't know.
Out there, Michigan?
Out there fucking Mayville? Sluts on the second base. Be like, come check this out.
Yeah. Is Mayville? Mayville, Michigan?
Oh, good for him. You know who never learned that? Aaron.
He
would be like, where are you from? Fucking Madison? Like,
Detroit?
Yeah, he probably doesn't even know he's still in Chicago.
How far from 8 Mile did you live?
Do you That's know Eminem?
Frame of reference.
You live in the pointer of Michigan, right? The pointer.
Did Mayville grow since you left?
No, it got smaller.
Of course not.
It got smaller, more people left?
Yeah.
So your dad ain't slanging shit then?
Probably not. No.
Has he
just,
likes it?
Just out there fucking golfing and playing euchre on Tuesday mornings.
Do both of your parents still live in Mayville?
Yeah.
So they probably run into
Technically, my dad lives in Fostoria, but it's fucking right there.
Oh, really?
Damn, you're giving out, like, all these secret answers to your security questions.
Yeah, there's only...
And your mother's maiden name is?
It's okay. One of them is where I went to school. Nobody knows where... Well, they probably could figure it out. It don't matter.
There's 600 episodes, bro.
School
They'll find it.
School in Mayville is the only one,
right? No, I'm at college, but that's probably public
info. You're not one of those Ipsy kids? Okay.
It's fine. I'm not worried about it. I use the computer-generated passwords.
It's all right. What are you going to steal from Will?
For real, dude.
Stage time.
Well, you could
my credit while it's still good.
You can give him money.
Yeah,
dude, slide some money into my bank account.
Your credit's good on accident, dude.
It is. By default.
Yeah. You started with an A. You're like, I just won't touch it. It's fine. Oh, small pivot. Did you guys see fucking Frankie Oi went viral?
Yeah, I did see
he really?
That. Yeah.
I was reading
the
story.
He was on
the
news and everything.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to Frankie Oi on NBC, dude, for his... $100 how many days?
However long he can.
Yeah, to live on $100. He's on like day 27 right now.
For 28, actually.
Yeah. Day 28? Yeah. So if you guys haven't checked him out, check out at Franklin_Oi on Instagram.
That's
he's
dude.
In the middle of going viral right now.
But he's doing that on TikTok.
Yeah.
He's doing it. So get to his TikTok, and that's where you're going to see. I watched all of them. It's fucking very interesting.
Yeah, they're very funny.
He got one of them taken down because of legal actions.
That's hilarious.
Can't hop the turnstile, man. You can't. That's illegal.
What a good guy.
Yeah, man. That's fucking great.
But yeah, it was funny because I was watching it, and I was laughing at it, and my wife, she has this weird concept of that comedy is so competitive
that, like, and in a way it is, but for the most part it isn't, you know, between...
Because it's such a solo pursuit.
Yeah. Between everyone that likes each other, it's not competitive at all. Yeah. But it's funny because my wife is always like, I think you're better. I was like, I know, but still...
You think you're better than Frankie Oi?
Okay, yeah, but... No. Okay. No. Yeah, but if Frankie goes viral, that means we get spots, yeah. Dude. No, when he comes West Coast, yeah. We got spots, baby.
But that's what I said. I was like, why can't I just be happy for him? Like, yeah. Why do I have to be like, oh, he's better than me, I'm better than him? Yeah. Like, she asked me, she's like, are you jealous of him? I was like, no. Definitely. I'm happy for him.
No,
like,
I'm not ready for that kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, no. It's also like, it's not like I'm not getting work done. It's not like I'm not getting funny. Yeah.
I like being right. I remember seeing on like day 12 and be like, damn, this might actually go somewhere. This is a very good idea in general.
He uses this app that gives him food, like not gives him food, but he can buy food at a discount price that they were about to throw away. Mm-hmm. It's food that they're about to throw away that they sell last minute via this app.
Right.
So this is how he's been able.
Dude, 5-star breadsticks at the end of the night.
He needs to hit that app up.
For sure.
And be like, hey, I've used your guys' app.
I agree.
I showed what it looks like on my TikToks. Like,
They should hit him up. Fuck that. Sponsor he's him. Going viral right now. They should hit him up.
Yeah. Sponsor
I'm
going
to tell them to. He was like, this guy's using your app, and it makes me want to use your app. So hit him up. Give him some. Give me an extra $5 to, you know. But that's pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Very cool. Very cool to see someone like doing something and like kind of just. Picking a lane and going.
Because Lord knows we're not.
Yeah. Our lane's different.
We couldn't be that dedicated. We have a little too much responsibility here for
fair?
Whatever reason.
Yeah, also fair. It sucks, but whatever. No one else is doing
make
it.
Excuses.
I think anyone that can do it is probably Will. Will could probably do something like that because, I mean, well, you're in a
live off $100?
He doesn't even have $100
so. Yeah,
right now.
Dude, no fucking way.
Yeah, it's even better, dude. You know how to, you're already fucking practicing. But I'm not saying the living off of $100.
For William, it'd be day 7 of asking my girlfriend for money.
I'm saying the get up and go. Like, I'm making a decision to not be here anymore. I'm going to move on somewhere else.
Yeah.
Like, I have an infrastructure. I have a family.
Yeah.
You know?
You can take them.
I can take them, but it's a lot more effort. It takes a lot more funds to do just that when you have an entire family. And you have to set up and prepare everything a lot more. My kid's getting closer and closer to starting school. Yeah. So
we didn't want an existential crisis right now.
Here's a new one. $50. How long can I feed my daughter for?
I'll get my kid taken away immediately. You couldn't do that. You couldn't do that. Absolutely not.
Local Inland Empire comedian goes to jail for abusing his daughter.
Only using $50 to...
His autistic daughter. Yeah.
But you guys, I feel like you guys have more freedom than a lot of people do. Like, you guys could just be like, I'm done here. I've done everything that I could here. I'm leaving and no one can stop me. And God knows nobody would. What
could.
Yeah.
I mean, he has a fucking mortgage.
Yeah.
But.
Right. I mean, you could just
me,
stop.
I'm on a month-to-month lease, baby.
That's what I'm saying.
I can fucking dip at any time.
Park in the car. Let's go.
Let's go,
but I'm
bitch.
Saying the next person to leave is probably Will.
Oh, dude.
Calling it. Who wants
leave,
to make
though.
Bets?
I think everyone that's wanted to leave is either in the middle of it, like looking for a place to stay,
or already gone.
Yeah.
I don't think I can leave. I'm like, not for
without
like
incurring debt and taking a credit hit.
Not for an extended period of time before I start making money doing comedy.
I'd miss
comedy.
You, too. Oh, never mind.
No, I would not give a shit.
Where to, though?
Colorado. If I were to move, I would go to Colorado.
Yeah.
I think it's just as expensive there.
Yeah, but it's the vibe of the city that I like. I say it all the time.
It's the vibe.
Nothing to do with the drugs. It's all the vibe.
All right.
I don't know.
I think I would just live nearby an airport in like Idaho. You know,
you could do that in San Bernardino.
But if I go, I don't want to live in San Bernardino. Dude.
Idaho's not any better.
Yeah, but it's a third of the price.
Anyway,
if I'm not gonna move until I can start making money with comedy. So once that happens, I don't really need to be in any one place. You can just go to the airport and go to where you perform at.
Yeah. So, but I think. Naturally, you want a local spot that you can hit all the time.
Yeah, that's a good point. But then, like, you can make your own spot. We know how to do it.
Oh, see, so that's isn't that the key? Isn't that the key?
Making a scene?
Is no? Yeah, I mean, knowing that eventually you could build one if you had to.
But it's just like, well, just go to like a local place that already exists and be like, I want to do a show like maybe like once a month, whenever the hell I feel like it, mm-hmm. or even once a week, like on a Tuesday, because I know I'm going to be in town because we work on the weekends, ideally. So like, if that's the case, like this is where I work out, then I go on the road. Problem would be talking my girlfriend into leaving a warm climate.
Yeah.
That's kind of what Riverside is for me, though. This is where I work out. This is where I just kind of drill through shit. Like,
and we
not?
Have that here. Yeah. That's what's nice.
We have regular spots throughout the week. Yeah. So.
We just need to get longer sets more often.
Yeah. But that
Can we start taking 10 minutes at the mic? Can we do that?
Dude, I do that every other time I host. What are you talking about?
When you host.
Most of the time I'm like, oh, yeah, I have to get off stage, huh? Fuck.
Like, at one time, we kind of had a system of, like, letting certain people go longer because of based on their experience and how much we like them.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Mostly that one.
So
it wasn't a long list, I'll tell you that.
Well, no, because that
they
means...
They all ended up on the podcast.
That means it would be a long night. So, like, we had to, like, keep it sort of reasonable as far as time goes. But I don't know, when you brought up like the Laffy Hours thing the other day, like, I don't know, maybe we can make that like, not like a booking, but like a...
Like feature spot?
Paid regulars, but like our paid, quote unquote paid regulars.
Don't say we're
paid.
Not making don't any money.
No, just
where's
just
that money coming from?
Using a...
We
just
bought
a
computer, we're
you're
broke,
just using
dude.
The term.
We
just
have
using
zero.
Like the Comedy Store term.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, of
unpaid regulars.
Unpaid regulars.
But I'm not mad at giving someone some kind of monetary benefit for doing an extended set at, you know, a Thursday. Because, like, Thursdays are a show here. That's why we all come. It fills up and it's fun. There are people here. So to do 10 minutes there to, like, you know, come in and be like, hey, I have 15 minutes to work and then to make maybe $10 or whatever, I'm not mad at that. However, we're not making any money and I'd rather not give them $10 out of the tips that I just earned, you know? Yeah. So it's a different thing.
So, well, you brought up the Laffy Hour thing that I brought up earlier. Maybe we can bring that up to everybody here. Like, how do you guys feel about like a year?
They don't know what the Laffy Hour is.
No.
They weren't even here.
You're not even here, right? I'm just kidding.
No, that's not what we were saying. We used to have a book show after the open mic, you know, so.
Before you whelps were around.
Back in the day.
No. But what I was going to say is I suggested to the guys that we do like a end of the year, like party thing here. And we're trying to figure out what it was, right? What it could be. I think there was like a roast.
Bro, that's my idea. That's what I like.
But I don't know how good any of you guys are at roasting, so...
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. That's why you book it, though. That's why you have, you know, 9 to 12 comics that you know are going to get anywhere from 3 to 5 minutes. 12 comics, 3 minutes, that's not even a full show, you know?
We're doing
you can squeeze that into
All you have to do is write, like,
night.
10 good roasts, and you can fill up a couple minutes and bounce, and everybody
will be
saying.
Happy.
That's
what
you
I'm
know?
Saying. It doesn't have to be a whole thing. We can have a roast at the end of the mic, or even a roast at the beginning of the mic, just to kind of set some shit off.
A year-end roast or something?
I don't know. We'll see. But
a year
end
party, a year end.
Here's the
Laffy
thing.
Laffy Hour show.
I like the idea of a roast because then it's people writing jokes for a specific. Like you, that's what I like when you're coming in with an intent. That's what I prefer. I don't want to necessarily do like a riff off because then they don't. You can come in and phone it in. If it's the end of the year, it's important for me. I hope it's important for everybody else. And I want you to write some shit and come out. And
we're also fast approaching, so we need to make a fucking decision.
Well, I have 6 roast jokes in the book already. I'm ready. I have 4 for you, actually. I've been writing for months.
So, I mean, we just need a date because I need to call off the next day. I need a request the next day because we're obviously going to have a party that day.
Like, yeah,
I mean, we're going to hang out. We're going to party.
Well, I mean, the date would be, are we live producing this right now? It would be like December 27th or something. So it would be like literally right at the end of the year, you know? And then we could do
the 29th is
29th.
The last Thursday.
Yeah, the 29th. That's even better.
Ooh.
The 29th.
We can all come in our new Christmas socks and shit, dude.
Yeah.
Hell
call
yeah,
it the year end cookout, bro.
All right, now we're cooking, dude. Now we're cooking. See,
just
all we needed was a good old fashioned spitball session, man. It doesn't work in, through text.
No, it doesn't. That's why sometimes I try not to have those conversations. But also, I was trying to take the whole weekend off. So I was like, oh, I need a break.
Yeah.
Shit.
But I mean, we can also open the floor up too, you know? But most of the people that come to this mic are listening to this podcast. And, you know,
just, let us know what you want.
Yeah, that or...
What do you want from us?
Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
What would be cooler to like either hang out and watch or be a participant of either a roast battle?
I don't know. You decided to participate in the other one. So how did that go for you?
What are you talking about?
Aaron's roast?
Oh, yeah, that was a disaster.
For you, everybody that planned it did great.
Yeah, if anyone wants any advice of because we did like a roast for Aaron's departure.
Don't take it from Carlos.
And if you want any advice, just don't drink that night.
Don't be drunk.
Don't get super hammered like I'm going to on the 29th. I'm going to get fucked up. You know, I'm going to be like... Like how I usually am on a Thursday, but I'm just not.
But you also weren't booked on that one, though, you know, because I think that whole night I wasn't even like really a part of it. This like other people planned that evening and planned the dais, which the dais didn't necessarily make sense either. Yeah. But hey, if you're trying to get cooked that night, whatever, I'm ready.
I mean, what do you guys think? A roast, a booked show at the end of the night, a fucking riff off, a striptease.
He said roasts.
Who should we roast?
He said he'll cook a roast.
Each other. What if
it doesn't matter. Yeah,
but what if we did a roast battle? What if we did a roast battle?
That's stupid.
Why is that stupid?
That's too much production. It's just true. 12 people, that's the lineup. If everybody wants to write roast for those people, that's fine too. But everyone just roast each other. It's the end of the year. Get that shit out.
You have to write a roast for everyone?
You don't have to.
But I say it to their faces.
Yeah, so say it better now. You know, say it with some extra venom. Make sure it hurts, dude.
So much work.
We're going to be throwing some smoke out there.
I'm not even telling good jokes in my act right now.
Me either, but that's also why I think the exercise will be fun. We'll kind of kickstart that and kind of ride into the year having thought about jokes in a different way. Because every time, have we sat down to write jokes before?
Nope. Oh,
no,
we
it's
have.
Just us. Yeah. Every time I do it, it's fucking so blast.
Fun. Yeah.
And
especially roast
jokes
because you have a topic.
Yeah.
You have something to stick to.
I try to come in and like on Sundays. On Sundays.
Sundays.
I'll come every now and then just to hang out with you. And the intent is to write, and we just talk shit.
Yeah. I think it's important to write. If you can write a good roast joke, you can write a joke. It's a joke writing showcase, and I think that'll be fun. It's a book show with an intent. I don't like people just kind of fire hosing their set. Let's just come in. Let's hurt some feelings. Let's get drunk. And
you guys want to do roast?
I think so.
Did you get a call back?
I think so, yeah.
You gave up?
Not from your people.
I'm going to talk to them, dude.
No, fuck your people.
Don't.
Your
got
people
better
are
offers.
Yeah, he's got much better offers,
hell
dude.
Yeah.
He's about to open for Tom Segura. Wait, can I say that? Hang on.
No, I haven't confirmed it yet.
Oh, okay. Never mind. He's a new legend of skank.
You're a skank?
I would fit in better there.
Probably. That'd be fun. That's how we get famous, dude. Then we got to go to Skankfest. Oh, I'm submitting for Skankfest. Let's do that, guys.
I actually wanted to last year.
Yeah, I missed it. I was too late. I didn't have the material ready, like the actual clip when I needed it. And I was like, oh, fuck. I think it could have been fun.
So what do you
think? I think I'll use, if I can get off that SD card, one of those Jay Moore shows.
Ooh,
hopefully I have, because I crushed. At least the first show, I crushed really hard.
Yeah. Talk to KJ about your set. Talk to Nick Lanny about the set that you recorded.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if he got that, though.
Damn.
If he got mine, I think he just did KJ. That was
what
ridiculous.
A racist.
I should have filmed the one I did on
Good Day. Yeah, Good Day.
You yeah, I crushed that Good Day. It was crazy.
Oh, you're not going to be available on Saturday, huh? Mm, okay.
Nope. I was thinking about it, too. That's why I really didn't want it on the 3rd.
Yeah.
I really, when the dude hit me up and he was like, oh, I already booked. Never mind. I'm not going to throw anyone
else. Yeah.
Never mind.
That's inside baseball.
So roast. We're gonna do a roast.
That's my vote. But if you guys want to do something different, I'm also for that.
I just don't have any other good ideas. So
I'm in.
Cool. I have nothing to contribute to the conversation.
I'm fucking worthless in this relationship.
A riff would be fun. However, it's
what if
hard.
We did a Christmas themed riff? No, dude, go fuck yourself in the fucking corner
after
over there
after Christmas, dude.
That
You say fuck the riff?
Would you say what?
That's because you suck at it.
Oh. No, see, I felt fuck the riff the first 2 years we were doing it too, for sure. Fuck this place.
I said that last week. I said that last week when I was there. Week sucked. Fuck the riff, dude.
This week was way better.
I bet it was. I bet it was.
Yeah, it was popping. It was.
Dude, I legit had FOMO when I saw you post about it. I mean, not you posted about it when Joe was asking.
Oh, yeah.
That's when I was just like,
no, everybody was there.
It seemed like it was a cool night to hang out.
It was fun. It was a good hang. It was a good time. The people were good. People were laughing.
Nice.
As opposed to 2 weeks ago.
I didn't know they could
do
that.
Dude, I felt like I was telling jokes at a funeral in the beginning. I was like, what the fuck are we doing here right now?
That was like one of the few times over the last year or so where I've been like, is this thing on?
Yeah. It was funny because that night I got off. After bombing really, really hard. And then, Will, you were next to me. And you're like, how was that? I was like, all right. He went on.
It burns.
He went on. I was like, how was that? We were all eating
it's
it
only because I knew it was coming for me too, man. So I was like, please tell me how it went so that I can prepare myself mentally.
I thought you were
trying
confidently
to inoculate yourself to the bomb. You're like, I just need a vaccine so it doesn't hurt as bad, dude.
Tell me it wasn't that bad, man.
It's pretty rough.
No, it was exactly as bad as you saw. That's how I felt. And I had to keep doing it.
It's really
over and over.
Really rough. And then I'm just really glad that, like, because a lot of the times at these mics, there's a lot of comics who are there, and they're always arms crossed, just looking at you like they're mad.
Good.
You know?
They don't know how to deal with their anxiety.
That means I'm doing something right.
But that's the thing, though, where it's just like, all right, so if I ignore them, then I have to talk to the people who I want to laugh. But if they're not laughing, then you're like...
You know what I hate is when the bartender is listening intently. I'm like, stop looking at me right now, bro.
She distracted.
You're making me nervous. Yeah, bro. Go stock the refrigerator. Stop leaning over the bar that you're barely taller than.
Dude,
Jesus Christ.
That has to be the most incel thing you've ever said.
I never even noticed.
It hurts my heart sometimes.
I never noticed that she does that.
Especially when she leaves the room. Am I supposed to not look? Because I'm gonna. Man. You, God damn it, dude.
And then the other one that you know, that used to do Tuesdays.
All of them. One of them wants to fuck the Blue Eyes White Dragon over
whoa,
here.
Really?
Whoa,
which
one?
Yeah, which
dude.
One?
Dude, when we show up, she brings a wet sign. Like, she brings a wet floor sign and a mop.
She just walks around with it next to her?
Yeah, the one who showed me her clit piercing.
And she wants to fuck me? What are you talking about?
I didn't say she didn't want to fuck me. She also, though, by association, would like...
She wants the buddy system.
She wants, we about to buddy the fuck up right now, dude.
Wait, hold on. Does she know me? Does she know who I am?
No, you don't come often enough.
The buddy system is two, man. Weren't you in Boy Scouts?
But still, it's just like, I mean, like, does she know who I am?
She would probably reject us with both of our pants down.
We would
go into the room and she'd be like, no, I'm not into it. You're like, you're right. I get it. That makes sense. Yeah, no, for sure.
That's fine. It's probably the safest thing for us.
Yeah. It's bananas sometimes.
Yeah, it's that frightening.
Man, we've been doing that show for like 5 years.
That's ridiculous.
We've been here for like four, I think, right?
Including when we were up front?
Yeah, sounds about right. Because, like, oh, Jesus Christ. Dude, we've been doing these rooms longer than a lot of these fuckers have been doing comedy.
Hey, I'm right here, you guys.
You too? Yeah, I forget about that.
What's crazy is, like, most people in the scene now also never did The Hideaway.
Yeah.
Don't know who Aaron is. That's kind of sad.
They don't know who Aaron is, which is crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty sad, a little bit.
Shout out to Aaron Chase 91. Go look him up. Join his journey. I don't know. He's doing another podcast with Bryce.
Thinking about you, Daddy.
Yeah.
Did Bryce move out there too, or?
I don't know if Bryce can even walk straight.
Dude, I remember one time he.
Well, he doesn't have to fly himself. He just has to go on a plane.
Still got to get down the jetway to get into the plane, and with his eyeballs, he's gonna be bouncing around like a pinball, dude. Ding 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 ding. It's like, oh man.
One time he took a couple hits of the weed that
a
we
couple
were.
Times he took a couple hits.
Yeah. And then he just fell over. Yeah. In front, like in the middle of us. He got up and his eyes were crossed.
No, that's just how he looks.
Exactly. That's what I was just about to say. It was like, what kind of weed is this? And I just realized that that's the way that he looks.
It's just Blue Dream.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. R.I.P. Bryce, right? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that night for sure.
He died twice. No. I did see him die twice.
He directed our sketch that Aaron and I did.
Oh, yeah. That was really funny.
Yeah, the N-word one. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thanks to Bryce.
Could have used a couple of cuts, but I mean, it was good. Overall, it
yeah,
was good.
Yeah, we realized that after the fact. But, dude, what's weird about that is, like, when you shoot a sketch, it's like, it's hardly funny in the moment.
Yeah.
Like, especially something like that, it, like, completely came down to the editing.
Every time we talk about, like, sketches and stuff, I feel retarded because it's hard for me to conceptualize sketches. I just, like, I don't get it. I don't understand. What is this funny? Is what makes it funny? Why is it funny? How are you seeing this?
Yeah, it's like the specific lines that you have to come up with can be really difficult because you're like, I know I need something here for this, but I don't know what.
Yeah.
And that's why good writers are good writers.
It's also like when you have a good premise, when you're like, there's something in here.
Yeah. Maybe we need to move to New York because it seems like Frankie is coming up with some sketches out there too. Or at least he's a part of sketches as well.
Yeah.
And they're really funny too.
But you also have to remember that Frankie has like the freest lifestyle of everybody in general. Yep. You know, like he has the time. He has the people out. I mean, he had the people out here too. He just didn't want to be out here.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
You can do, that's my thing, is you can do comedy anywhere. You can build a scene anywhere. There's always, like, there's going to be comics that go to your mic in that city. That's just how it is, especially in California. So, like, this weird need to be like, oh, I have to be in Hollywood to hit all these mics. I got to go to L.A. to meet all these people. It's like, I guess if that's how you want to do it, but you could just be funny.
Yeah.
You could just work on your craft. You could save the money and not room with some fucking crazy person who only has a free bedroom because his friend got shot yesterday.
You could just not worry about those things yet.
Yeah.
And only worry about the craft and have fun doing that.
Yeah, like Will said, like I'll move when I'm starting to make money with comedy. Then I'm not locked in anywhere.
Yeah. But you know, don't you have to hustle to get to that point though? Don't you have to?
I think so, but I might not be right. You know, at the end of the day, I could be one of the comics that fell off. That's a real possibility. So I don't know. For me though, yes, I think you do have to hustle because as
You have to try to get the shows that pay. You have to freaking chase. After
well, I think
all
you just have to
things.
Be funny. Work on being funny because there's so unfortunately there's so few funny comedians, legitimately, undeniably funny working comics that if that is all you bring to the table. A lot of times, that's all you need.
Do you feel like you have to be like at the right place, like in front of the right people sometimes as well?
Yeah, that's why we encourage you to get on stage as much as possible.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
You never know who's going to be there.
It's a balance of like preparation meeting opportunity. You know, just keep preparing. And then when that person is there, then you're good. You're ready to go. You don't have to worry about being ready. You're ready.
Yeah.
Autopilot, dude.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's weird, but it's fun because it's until you can autopilot your comedy, it's not fun. Until you can relax up there, it's a fucking drag. You're going to bomb every night. You're going to go back. You're going to second guess everything you write. And you're like, but I'm funny, right? And then you want to blow your fucking brains out.
And then you're asking everybody, hey, what'd you think about that?
Can I run this joke by you? No, bro.
No.
Can you bring a blunt to this circle next time? God damn it.
There's nothing I hate more than someone doing a bit in front of me, dude. Where it's just like, dude, just do it on stage. And if you want my input afterwards, that's fine.
There's a comic we know that used to do that a lot. This person would always tell me a story and then tell the same story on stage, and I was like, what a disingenuous interaction. You know, like you're working material on me, like we're not connecting as people. I'm an audience member for you. How disrespectful.
And it's funny because like okay, so you ran that bit by me. All right, what if I laughed? All right, thought it was funny. Okay, cool. I saw you did it on stage. Guess what? I didn't laugh anymore. Why? Because I heard it already.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell? Like, just surprise me, too.
Yeah,
surprise us, too.
For
it's
sure.
It's part of a craft.
That's more impressive.
Like, there's a stage craft to it. It's like, do the bit on stage how you would do it. But I don't know, man.
I will say, though, the people that are like, hey, can I run this by you? Usually aren't hitting enough mics. You know, they feel like they always have to keep working. Like, if I was doing four shows in a week, then it's like, that's, I can work shit out there. I don't have to bounce it off William. I don't think I've ever gone to you, William. It's like, hey, is this funny? Like, is there a bit here? Like, because... One.
Find out.
Yeah, we're separate. Yeah. We're different. We're very different comics.
I've had someone ask me that before, where they do this whole entire thing and they talk about this whole shit and like, do I have something there? I don't know.
I've gone to like Aaron before and been like, you know, especially like jokes about black people. I'm like, hey, this isn't hitting. Like, what part about the culture am I missing that this isn't making sense?
He's like, N-words. Too many. Yeah, too many N-words.
Too many, man. You can't say that.
Dude, I tell you every time.
We've gone over it so many times.
Dude, your notebook just has it written over and over and over again.
There's a big N, like a W where it should be.
It doesn't make it better when you write it in cursive.
Oh, what an elegant N-word if you write it in cursive with brush strokes.
You know, something I thought of the other day that I was going to take on
stage.
Look
at him running material.
Decided not to.
Penis.
Is can I call the roaches in my apartment the N-word?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But I was like, I'm just going to leave that.
You got some athletic roaches. That's not why.
That's not stage material.
That's podcast material. Say it, though. Amen. Say it. Let's get some views.
So I went this past weekend. My girlfriend has a surprise for me and our Facebook friend. We went to a Cirque du Soleil Christmas show.
Cool.
At the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles.
Cool.
Yeah.
I saw Trevor Noah there.
Yeah. Those of you who don't know, Dolby Theater is where the Oscars are held, which I didn't know until that night. It's cool. When you walk in, they have like the pillars with all like the years on it, and they have the plate glass that has the movie that won Best Picture on it, and they have them to like 2071. It's like, oh, you guys are really confident, huh? Think we're gonna make it that far, huh?
I don't think so.
But if Hollywood says we are, I'm inclined to believe we will.
They talk to the government.
The Jews know what's up.
They run the world, dude.
Who run the world? Jews. That's how that song goes.
Very good show. We sat like eighth row, maybe.
Oh, dope.
Nice. Yeah, we were off to the side. Great seats. They had like, there was a story to it. It had to do with like time travel and bullshit and magic, blah, blah, blah. But they had a magician woman like hosting it, essentially running the show. And she was really good, dude. She did crowd work. She picked on this kid and made fun, called him sassy. It was hilarious. She was like, I was like,
it was you, wasn't it? She called you sassy.
No, I wish. No, but she like, yeah, that she like literally like legit crowd work with this kid and was like actually funny. And I was like, damn, that was impressive because I would have been an asshole to him. Dude, it was really funny. Is she went to like this other teenage girl, and she was like, "What do you think the most magical gesture in the world is?" Because she's trying to like fix this time machine, right? And the little girl, I swear to God, if she's not a plant, I'd be amazed. She goes, "A hug."
Aww,
and I looked to my girl. And I was like, "Who is raising these kids? What
wholesome fucking child?
What fucking kind of answer is that, dude? Like, I don't care what Christmas movie you just watched. The answer like that is like, wow, you must not be on TikTok or anything. You never played Call of Duty or Fortnite.
No trauma in that, baby.
No, dude. It was the most innocent thing in the world.
You witnessed a Care Bear, is what it sounds like.
Yeah." She actually brought her on stage and like made her levitate. It was pretty dope. She was clearly connected from a wire, but hey, you know, fucking, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Hey, don't be bringing your eighth row fucking entitlement into this.
The thing was, I couldn't see the wire. It must have been very small, but because like she like put her on this table, obviously, and there was a blanket, and she wrapped her in the blanket, and she had like fucking like wraps, like she tied her up like a present essentially, and then she like lifted her up, and you could see that she was talking to her without the mic on, so she was giving her instructions of like, keep your legs and your head straight, you know. But it was still cool. It looked realistic. She fucking put her hand on her. It was like, ooh, you know. So that was like rudimentary magic stuff, you know, kind of base. Like, you can see, okay, I see what you're doing. And then at one point toward the end, she brought out this table, and she had these tubes on it. And she picked up the tubes, and there was a bottle of liquor and a glass. And she took this little juice from the side and poured some juice in the glass. And then she did a bunch of different, like, swapping around. She would put them on, and then she would talk, and she'd take them off, and they'd be swapped. And so it's like, okay, there was some time there for there's some shit to happen. Else, I don't know what the fuck. I'm stupid still, but
that's where the real magic started.
Right. Yeah, dude. So then she starts doing it like quicker and like boom, boom, and like pulling them up halfway and they're mixed. And that, dude, it was wild. And then it's like she pulled them up and they're both liquor. And then she puts the tubes down next to them and pulls them up. There's more liquor. And it's like, where the fuck are you getting these liquor bottles, lady? And then she made six bottles, like different kinds of liquor showing up. And then she turned one into ice cream and just started eating it. And that's when I fucking turned into a black person. I was like, what the fuck?
Started spinning your towel in the air, just like, oh shit.
Dude, I was like, what in the fuck? Like, I was watching so intently. I was like, and you could.
Like, you're like, I'm going to catch this
bitch. Yeah, that's because, like, I'm an intelligent human being. I know that this isn't real magic.
Or is it?
Dude, it fucking might be. Because the table wasn't like you could see through it. Like, you could see under it. There were legs to it. Like, it had a cloth, but you could see through it.
I mean, that's what they wanted you to think.
Yeah, I guess. Dude.
See, that's the thing about magic. It makes you question way too much.
Right.
Which is why the Christians hate it so much. You just ask way too many questions. They're like, oh my God.
Yeah, but her crowd work was better than most comics.
For sure. A magician is probably what.
Stop talking about me, dude.
A magician is probably what incepted the idea for me to be a comedian.
Oh, yeah, you were into magic early on.
Yeah, huh? Yeah, I definitely wanted to be a magician before a comedian. But
yeah, they go hand in hand.
For sure.
I tell people. It's
deception, for sure.
Yeah, because when people are laughing, they're kind of vulnerable. Mm-hmm. Like they're less likely to notice shit. Like,
yeah. It's also a trick.
Yeah.
Like, we're just doing tricks.
Yeah.
It's just with our mouth and our words. But I remember belly laughing, like piss myself laughing hard at David fucking Copperfield. Dude.
I thought you were going to say David Blaine.
Yeah. Wait, I thought David Copperfield was like a serious magician.
He is, but it's still a performance and he's fucking hilarious.
Really?
Dude. Yeah.
Because I assumed that he was like, he just kind of walked out with his fucking suave hair and his clean shaved face and chiseled and tan and has a nice blouse on. He just walks out, like struts out, and he's like, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know how he talks.
He's just a dude.
And he puts his arm out like this with like his like hand half open, you know? Mm-hmm. Like he's going to take someone's hand and take
so
you with
him.
So
you've seen the show.
He's going to take you with him on a journey, because he is. And he's just standing there and he goes, I'm going to take you on a journey. Because that's what he does, you know? And then it's just like, behold, the magic of David Copperfield, and then just an elephant appears. I don't know.
He just makes a mountain disappear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they have like an open mic for magicians or some shit? Like,
yeah,
how do you get good at it?
Birthday parties first.
How do you get booked?
There's that. I mean, it's kind of just doing your tricks in front of people. That's why like street magic is so like prevalent in the world, is because it's so accessible. You can just do card magic in front of people.
Yeah,
you know?
But I think even before then, like even people who do street magic have to have the tricks down
before they go out there. You don't need an audience to practice magic tricks.
Right.
You just need a mirror.
That's the biggest difference with comedy,
though. And
I think
that's why I gravitated away from magic, because it felt too rehearsed. I like that live, like there's people here. You know, there's some stakes here. This could go awry. And so I liked that about it. But I think you're right in saying that like when people are laughing, it's disarming.
Yeah, that's a better way to put it.
So when you're making people laugh, they are distracted. They do trust you, and you can be kind of sloppier with your skills.
Yeah.
But yeah, no,
But that's why like like when a comic is crushing. Okay, cool. When a comic is crushing.
Whoa, use the bathroom, Carlos Patino.
Also,
don't
pee
right here.
If you're going to get more drinks, I'll definitely take one.
Yeah, get some liquor, bro.
I'll just take a soda if you don't want to spend a bunch of money.
For sure.
Oh, I was saying if you're going to get a drink, I'll definitely take one.
He's thirsty.
Just a soda is fine.
I'm good.
You can add liquor if you want to, but
and
you
your
don't
dick.
Have to.
Dude, you should pull your dick out while you give it
I'll
to him.
I'll be fine with it. What was I saying?
Magic and magicians and how it's disarming and being deceitful and how like black girls' asses are really the best.
Well, I mean, that's undeniable. You know, David Copperfield should do a fucking make a black girl's ass disappear.
No, now you're asking for impossibilities, bro.
That would be the ultimate magic trick.
If you're trying to make a black ass disappear, you need a black hole. That's what you need. You need an antimatter.
That's what he do. He just like the woman like just disappears. Yeah. He's like, I sent Tua to a multiverse.
It needs to dissolve that cake into atomic particles.
And there's just a camera in a multiverse, and she just appears, and she's like, where am I? He's like, you are in universe 12459.
What? I was in 12458 just now. That's so crazy. That's so bananas.
What is, so he actually tells jokes?
He's charming. That's what it is. He's got a good sense of humor and
see,
and
that's disappointing to me because I feel like he would just like go out there and just be like, for this trick, I am going to make a saber-toothed tiger from 2,000 years ago appear. And then he just fucking walks over to a platform and there's intense music playing. The lights go down and like focus on it. And he just like does like the sorcerer, points his fingers out all clenched, and he just goes... He just says some kind of incantation, I assume, and like the floor lights up in a circle with 9 points. And then a portal appears, and fucking a saber-toothed tiger.
But I think that's the prestige of the trick. The is when it's relatable. When he seems like just a guy like you are, and he's doing this extraordinary thing that isn't
right.
You know?
I think that's what David Blaine tries to do, and he just comes off like
a fucking
weirdo.
Yeah, dude. You're like, oh, he's not doing magic. He's just stabbing himself with needles.
Right.
You fucking weirdo.
He's like,
dude,
if I do it right here, there are no veins, and it just works. What?
How did you figure that out? Oh, the first time I passed out because I hit my artery and I got tetanus. His approach to magic sometimes seems very Steve-O. Just very like, I think I'll make it.
But he, he's kind of like ascended to like almost stuntman. You know,
yeah,
he's not
he's
even doing magic
anymore.
But like at the same time, he does like street magic. I mean, that was where his come up, right? It was just like you were saying, street magic. But like, I don't know, the shit where he's like hanging from balloons and shit, and it's like, this isn't magic. This isn't even an illusion. You're just
seeing if he could do it.
A stamina thing. Yeah, like the underwater thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like in
living
Times
in
Square.
The ice block.
Yeah, it's like, I don't understand. It's why would you graduate to this?
Because it's views, bro. He's the Logan Paul of magicians. Do stunts, dude. Why not?
I guess, man.
I'm jealous.
I mean, okay.
he was on the JRE for nothing, for doing what he would have done anyway. That's the thing is I don't think David Blaine has any, like, ambitions. I don't think he's just like, this would be really cool if I could do this, huh?
But also, it's not like he, like, comes up with an idea and he's just like, let's try it. He like
I
goes
think that's
in.
Exactly how
no,
that happens.
No. He makes a spreadsheet of how much he weighs every day and how much a helium balloon can carry in weight and fucking how much his shoulder joint, how much the stress of each balloon puts on him. You know, like
I,
shit like
I guess,
that.
But that's after the first time. The first time is certainly.
No,
let's see what happens.
There's a lot more mathematics involved in what he does, I'm pretty sure. Because he has a whole team, dude. Thank you, Carlos.
That's what he wants you to think. He's fat, bro. He doesn't have a nutritionist on his team. He's fat now.
He has an everything, dude.
No, he doesn't.
He doesn't have to listen to them, but he has an everything.
He should have an OnlyFans. Magic OnlyFans. Just out here killing people on OnlyFans. Or making them disappear.
Dude, just do a trick every day.
A new trick?
Yeah.
That's work, dude. That's
magic
like
fans.
A new, but see, that's the thing about magic tricks that like they have to come out complete or relatively complete. And that's why comedy's fun is because you can do a joke that's half done and kind of get away with it
for a long time.
Yeah, for sure. But come out the gate with a magic trick that's not done, you look like a fucking hack.
Idiot.
Dude.
Well, I mean, you can do one that's like, you're like, I made this card disappear, and you never make it reappear, you know?
You get one time. You can do this one time.
Or could you imagine a musician gets up on stage, plays one verse. Before he gets to the chorus, he's like, I don't know. I haven't figured that shit out yet.
He just unplugs his guitar.
And that's what
I didn't like about that unnamed open mic that we went to the other day was there was so much context for the pieces that these people were about to present I felt like shouldn't the work speak for itself? You know, like if you're doing comedy, I don't need you to tell me you're trying to make me laugh.
No.
That's clear. And so, like, if right. you're going to tell me you're going to sing a song or you're going to tell me a poem, shouldn't I get what I need from the thing that you're about to make? I don't think I need any disclaimers. And if I do, then it's not done and you shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
But maybe that's just me.
I don't need you to say your name off the top. If you're not the host, you don't have to say your name when you get on stage. How about that?
Yeah, for sure. I agree.
You say it at the end. This should be the last thing that comes out of your mouth.
Yeah, yeah. You should be answering the question the audience doesn't realize they're asking
themselves. Oh, shit. Who is this guy?
Who's this dude?
That's what the response
is. For sure. Yeah. Oh, I am Carlos Patino, so.
Yeah. But down there, that mic that you're talking about is more like people. I think I told you. It might have been that I told you. It's either that or I told my wife, one of you two, that down there is like people who would do that shit alone in their room, but yet they felt confident enough to do it in front of everybody.
For sure.
Down there. That's what it's like down there.
For sure. It's a lot of hobbyists who don't realize they're hobbyists, but at the same time don't realize that, like, the rest of us that go there, how serious we're taking that moment.
And they don't know. They have no idea.
Yeah, they don't know. They'll never know. And they might be like, you think you are, but you're not. But they have no idea. And so I think that's why when I come in and they're like, don't talk to me, dude. Just give me your shit. I don't care what you're going to do. I want to know you. Let me connect with you. Shouldn't you connect through your art? Like, I don't need your, this is an old one. If it's an old one, you shouldn't have to read it.
Yeah.
You should know it.
Can we get back to my Cirque show?
Yeah.
All right. So the magician was great, dude. She made ice cream out of thin air.
That's why she was
a white
magic.
Lady. She had a wig on. It was weird. Like, her body seemed okay, but she was in dresses, so it's like she could be wearing
a dick.
She could be wearing a dick tucked in.
That was the trick at the end. That's what we're getting to.
That's probably why she was so good at magic. You know what I mean? I mean, how could anyway. So she was great. She was very entertaining. And then, like, of course, like, it's a Cirque show, so you're like expecting like acrobatics and shit like that. So they had jugglers that were really good, dude. He had like the juggling pins that lit up, and they would like alternate colors and shit. So we'd be flipping them, and they turn the lights down, and dude, it was fucking amazing. There's a dude that would do like balancing stuff. Like, he was on a bike at first, and he would, you know, do shit like sit on the handlebars and like do weird shit like that. Like do like handstand on them and go in circles on this stage. Just a stage, like a play, like a stage play.
God, I'm glad I'm not the only one that struggles with words.
But it's like, what do you call that? You know,
a stage, around the stage. I think we got it.
No, a play stage.
But like, we have a stage too.
We have a platform.
But we call it a stage.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway. So there was that, and then he did like unicycle stuff, which was obviously dope, and juggling at the same time. There were some gymnasts. That same unicycle guy did like a 5-layer unicycle where it had literally 5 wheels
on top of each other.
It was fucking insane.
That's crazy.
He had this thing where they brought out this platform that was like 6 feet off the air, and he got up there with like these coffee can sized cylinders, mm-hmm. and he would put them on the rolly side and then put like a board on top of it, put another cylinder on that, put a board on top of that, and like jump on them and balance and shit. And this is 10 feet off the ground
on the unicycle.
No, on this platform. Probably like 3 feet.
I've seen that shit at like Six Flags. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking wild, pretty crazy, bro. You get like, put those cylinders down, 5 skateboards on top of it, get on top of it.
How does that guy know that he's not going to fail at it?
I know, the confidence. It's like, I wish I had that much confidence in anything I did.
And then those guys, when they're up there, they'll like pretend to fall, and they got it completely under control.
Right.
It's the craziest. Like, to me, it's like the mental confidence that someone like that has to have is like, God, I'm so jealous. Dude. I'm jealous of that.
Especially something like balancing, because it's like, dude, like,
they're not making any money, though.
You don't think so?
Neither are we.
I really think a lot of those people are doing it because they love performing. I honestly don't think that they make a strong living off. I could be wrong. Obviously,
they're doing bigger shows than we are. So.
Yeah, but like I said, but I've never tried to be part of an act
like one of those.
Yeah.
And I never figured out that, if I stack a bunch of shit and stand on top of it, people are going to like to see that shit.
I think that they're like, I was talking to my girl about this. They're probably like people that used to be like cheerleaders or gymnasts and then also were into like theater and like yeah. They were like, how do I take one of these to the next level? And they probably
kind of failed at both. And so now let's do it bigger and better.
They're in a Cirque show, dude. They're successful. I mean, I would consider that success.
Like, do you think those people maybe were like, this is my goal to be in this?
I think they just found out what they were really good at somehow.
And they were like, hey, that's a good opportunity. I'm going to see if I could get in there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's a good reason to stay in shape.
Dude, this guy was hot.
I bet.
Tell you what.
See, they go to the gym and then they just balance on shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They got their life together.
Their life is
balanced.
Dude, there's people that are like on fucking TikTok and Instagram that do shit like that, that like don't have shows and stuff. So yeah.
Don't talk about Frankie Oi.
Those people are out there, you know. What else were there? They do like the ribbon dancing people, you know, where they like hang from shit like that. Yeah. It was two people. This guy that did a bunch of hula hoops at the same time, who was the single gayest human being I've ever seen in my life, bar none, except for George Frito right now.
Hula hooping is gay?
No. Hula hooping is not gay.
Hula hooping with three hula hoops? Gay as fuck.
No. It was more than three. It was like 12. It was fucking wild.
Was he like blowing a dude? Well, how do you know he was gay?
Dude, just trust me. I sucked his dick in the parking lot after. His performance was so good. It was just like the way he was
flamboyant.
Yeah, acting, and you could just tell. You can tell. He had a haircut like fucking MGK.
Machine Gun Kelly. Yeah, okay.
Super gay.
I'm gonna get that MGK like single piercing that seems to be in now.
The dangling
like it's fucking
earrings.
1994,
the dangling
bro.
Earrings are in right now.
I'm gonna get the kunai though, like the ninja stars.
I forgot you got your ears pierced.
Yeah, they're like ninja stars.
I'm not surprised Justin Bieber is in your top 10.
He's in number 4, but yeah.
Damn, said top what song? 10. Is it like specifically what song or just an artist in general?
Yeah, just one of my top artists for sure, really? Dude. Yeah, Justin makes bangers, dude.
Okay. That's the title of the episode. You know
okay.
that, right?
Okay.
Hey, let's wrap this up, guys. Let's plug some shit. Right. We got shows. And
wait, don't we have like topics?
Let's do plugs.
I don't have any topics. Have topics? Well, let's do your topics and then we'll close with plugs.
No, let's do plugs first.
Let's plug then. No, yeah, just plug first then. Yeah, just plug first.
Don't want the work that William Henderson did to go to waste.
I don't care, but I still want to. This was a quick one, I feel like.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
It's got to be a quick one, bro.
Mine are drug-related, so maybe it'll be fun.
Maybe we should have gotten fucked up like the last one.
No, that's for special occasions only.
That is true.
This is not a plug. We're talking through his plugs. William Henderson, where are you going to be?
I will be in Apple Valley on December 14th for, what is it, Buckeye Jacks. This is my fucking list of goddamn shows. Here we go. Ukaipa, December 3rd, Hops and Jokes. Apple Valley, December 14th at Buckeye Jacks. And then every Thursday at the W. And that's it for now. Figuring stuff out.
Los Patino, talk to him.
I'm going to be at Good Day Brew December 3rd with headliner Richard Villa. Also on that lineup, we're going to have Chica and Ernesto Ledesma. So that's happening 8 p.m. December 3rd at Good Day Brew in Paris. And every Wednesday at Retro Taco, that's where I'm at. You can follow me on Instagram at Los Patino Comedy.
Dope. Follow us at The Buddy System Co. on Instagram. Go to patreon.com/TheBuddySystemCo for everything. We got a new computer, y'all. We about to get some videos back up, so stay tuned. Patreon subscribers are the only people to get videos. They also get this podcast a week early, so go to patreon.com/TheBuddySystemCo. Pick a tier. There's all kinds of things. If you're hitting our open mic every week, there's one for you too. Save you some money, get some extra content and all that good stuff. At The Buddy System Co. on Instagram. Again, December 3rd, December 14th. I'm with William Henderson. Follow him, you'll follow me. I'm at The George F. And that's where I'll be. We're closing out the year mediocrely. I apologize, y'all. That's I'm not funny. I get it. It's fine.
All right. So this headline reads, Indian police say rats ate 600 kilograms of seized cannabis from police station.
Okay.
All right, man.
Dude, yeah. That's so much.
Did the rats also drive a van full of the product? Like, Jesus Christ, dude.
That's so funny, dude. 440 Wait, the picture says 600, but the caption says 200. Either way,
that's a lot.
It's a 440 pounds as 200 kilograms. So, yeah, dude, that's a lot of pot.
That's some gas, huh?
I can't believe, actually, I was just going to say, I can't believe there's that much weed in India, but I'm pretty sure that's where it comes from.
Weed? No, weed's from Afghanistan.
Fucking their neighbors, dude.
No, they're not.
Basically.
No, they're not.
Dude, they're closer to each other than we are to them.
Probably not.
Yes, they are.
No.
They absolutely are. That is absolutely true.
It takes longer for them to reach each other because they go by camel.
We should have wrapped up.
Yeah. What if we did like a podcast at the end of...
Of the podcast?
On Thursday?
That crossed my mind too, but...
I don't want to set up two shows.
How many people do you think are going to die that were in this police station?
None.
You don't think so?
No.
You sure?
Yeah. It's just weed, dude.
Okay.
It's just marijuana. Even internationally, it's pretty low on the list of
things.
You think so?
Dude, not in India,
dude. Dude, the captain of that police station probably gave it away as gifts at their fucking Christmas party.
If he's cool, yeah.
Yeah.
He probably turned it into hash first because
yeah,
I'm pretty sure
you're right.
They're more into hash.
They make whatever this thing is
what
called.
What the hell
resin.
Is hash? It's weird. It's weird that like I've been smoking weed as long as I have. I don't know what the hell hash is. Have I ever smoked it?
No.
Probably not.
It's not that common here anymore.
No.
Yeah. You'd be like, that's what you would make with like those ice bags. You remember you'd have like three different ice bags and you'd run your weed through it. That's how they used to like push out rosin before they had. Like machines to do it. They used to use just temperature and you'd get hash instead of wax.
And you could like there are other processes of like taking the buds and like running water over them and like draining the keef out of them essentially.
Yeah,
like
you're trying to get the trichomes off so it's like hash is just wax with plant matter in it basically. Like it's a less refined, a little more rudimentary way to get a concentrate.
Have I had shit that's stronger than that?
Probably. Yeah. For sure. Right? Yeah, for sure. Probably in your pen, sure. Dude.
Yeah, pen's probably stronger than
definitely,
it.
Definitely.
Because that's the shit that people used to do like in the 70s and shit.
Hash is fun though because you could just put it in a bowl and it stays lit.
Yeah, it burns forever.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really dense.
It's more like oil.
It's like dense,
oil-based.
It's like dense, pure THC.
Yeah.
You know? Okay. It's like dense keef. Does that make sense?
But they
like,
just packed it.
Yeah. It's like through whatever process they use, it's like basically solidified.
Compressed.
It's like butter when you take a knife and you just cut it off.
Okay. I tip one of my dispensary drivers like back in the day when it was still on weed maps and shit was still illegal. I gave him a $20 bill and he was like, oh. And then he gave me like this big ass ball of hash. And I was like, I don't think the exchange rate goes this way. I think you're overestimating what I just gave you, sir.
He was probably high as fuck.
Probably.
He was
probably
like, oh shit, $200.
Sure. That's when they were still like bringing bags of product into your home. Like those were my fun times.
Are you ready for one more?
Yeah.
A Buddhist temple in central Thailand has been left without monks after all of its holy men failed drug tests and were defrocked. Four monks, including an abbot at a temple in Phetchabun Province's Bung Somphan District, tested positive for, get ready for it, methamphetamine.
Hey, man, they're trying to meditate forever. Yeah. Forever. They're trying to stay awake and hit that zen.
Like, how am I going to reach nirvana if I have to sleep?
Yeah.
You know what that tells me? That tells me that meth is awesome.
Meth is better than meditation.
It's also okay to do, according to the gods.
So. If monks are doing it, dude, it's got to be so much fun, dude.
It's got to be the best feeling in the world.
It's got to be a practice where they're like, bro, we're going to get high on meth and then try to go zen. Just try not to be distracted. Try to stay in one place at one time.
Because if you can do that.
Yeah. You own the monastery now.
Yeah, dude. You're the ultimate monk. You were on drugs and you reached an enlightened state. That's fucking amazing.
Well, maybe if you meditate hard enough, which a lot of these homeless people aren't doing, meth doesn't affect your teeth. It affects your hair. Because they're all bald, right?
I think they cut it.
Hmm?
I think they cut it.
Nope, it's meth. Confirmed.
This is science, you guys. Asian people don't lose their teeth to meth. They lose their hair.
They lose their hair to meth.
Let's do an experiment on George.
Meth?
Yeah.
Meth.
We probably got good meth out here, I would say.
Do you think before your life ends, do you think you would want to try meth at least once?
I don't think
so. That sounds fun.
I don't think so.
Heroin, I think for sure.
Like at 80 years old, you're like, load it up.
Or they're like, you have a tumor and you have like 4 weeks to live. I'm like, dude, bring me some fucking heroin. Give me a speedball.
Yeah. Someone call Sherlock Holmes and bring his chest because I want to do everything right now.
Give me it all, dude. Let's go to Hunter really? S. Thompson's house.
Is that what it would take? You'd be like, I'm about to die anyway, so I'm going to try all the drugs that
I might. Find. I don't know. Why not?
After 60, I might just party. I might try, see what else is going on, you know?
It's like, what's so great about this that it gets people hooked?
You start stealing from your family and shit.
Start lying to them, for sure.
Well, I'm already lying to my family.
And they're like, oh, he's just lashing out because he was never a drug addict.
Yeah. Do you really lie to your family?
No.
I don't lie to my family. I just don't tell them everything that I'm doing.
No, that's the thing. I'm not a liar necessarily, but I'm not an oversharer either. Yeah. I'm pretty to myself. Yeah, like if they ask, I'll tell them, but they don't have to know how much
I think my parents know that I've experimented, but they also know that I haven't gone down a terrible road yet.
Yeah, you're not. You haven't experimented with dudes yet.
Yeah, so we haven't gone that far.
Yeah. The night is young.
We can make it happen. It's the Festival of Lights, bro.
Before the new year.
It's beautiful.
Don't you feel jolly and ready to go?
I do. Ho, ho, ho.
No.
Holler.
Ho, 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 ho.
Ho, ho, holler. Let's go.
Follow up, though. The monks have been sent to a health clinic to undergo drug rehabilitation, the officials said.
I bet you the tests were tainted.
I wonder if there's something in their diet. That it's like, you know how poppy seeds fucking...
Oh, yeah.
You test positive for heroin?
Yeah, they're chewing glass, bro. That's why they're meth.
I wonder where they get it, dude. Do you think they fucking put on, like, dark colored
There's probably one monk cooking meth up there. Being
I was
like,
just about to say...
Aren't you fucking bored, dude?
What is there like a natural methamphetamine that could be like in a plant that they grow that they put in their chili or whatever the fuck they
I don't
eat?
Know. Can I... Come back next week with a follow-up? I'll let you know. Can't be hard to make. They're making it in the Inland Empire, bro.
Meth?
It's like made with like battery acid. Like I've seen a video. I think it was...
Ether, battery acid.
I think I could accidentally make meth. That's the thing that's scary
like
about
NyQuil
it.
NyQuil and battery acid.
I don't know.
Swirl it around for a little bit.
I think if you drink a beer and drink Benadryl and take Benadryl, that's meth. It's the same shit.
Cool.
It turns into meth in your stomach.
I blacked out one time because I had too many Red Bulls and alcohol at the same time. I think my body shut down.
That happens. I mean, like, I don't know about Benadryl, but Robitussin is a popular thing for, well, it used to be for...
For getting fucked up?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You take it,
bro,
and then just fight the sleep, and after a while, you just start tripping. They called it robo-tripping.
Really?
Yeah.
I think someone's car is getting towed.
I never did it, but it's not mine.
Poor guy. That sucks. Mm-hmm. You know, it would be towed if you listen to the BuddyCast because you would know it'd be getting towed right now.
We warn you. We warn you every single
time. If you were
here,
you could go get your car right now.
Yeah. Oh, George, you almost took a... Well, you did take a spill.
Oh, and I touched the floor, dude. And
wait,
the fucking,
what happened?
I've missed the step because I'm wearing my slip-ons, and then I almost died. And instead of catch my fall, I caught myself, and we were in the stairway at the parking structure, and it smelled like urine. And I think I have COVID now.
Dude, I was like behind you and I saw you go down and I thought you had your hand in your pocket, so I didn't think that you were able to fully catch yourself.
Oh man, like it was in the side that smelled like piss too.
Dude, it was not.
If I were you, I would have been like, guys, podcast is canceled.
We can't do it.
I'm going home.
I was already carrying the
burn
shit.
My skin.
We were gonna go carry the shit. All right, so I'm going to come back with a meth recipe.
Okay.
A meth-a-sippy.
Yeah, let us know.
Better yet, why don't you just bring already cooked meth?
Yeah, bring meth.
I'm sure I could find some.
Well, no, 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 make it yourself. Yeah.
You guys trust me?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
I wouldn't do it, but...
We'll examine it. We'll probably smell it.
I'm not dead.
Can that be our heavy segment for our next live podcast?
Us doing meth.
We just do meth. We're coming up with really bad ideas.
Yeah, we're going to get arrested.
We're just going to do meth.
There are cops out there right now.
Two strokes. There were a lot of cops, dude.
There were a lot of cops in Retro Taco.
What the fuck?
They were just eating, though.
What the fuck?
No, okay. Okay.
Dude, we walked down. There was like a SWAT team outside. There were so many officers. I was like, dude, the lights aren't that lit right now. What are you doing? It's not a Saturday.
Is there that much crime during the Festival of Lights down here?
But shouldn't they disperse and cover more ground?
I think they're on break. I don't think it matters.
What the hell?
You don't get to be on break as a cop.
No,
what do you mean? Of course you do.
Crime doesn't wait.
No, but you don't have to be like out on patrol for a while.
Not my problem.
You have to be on call. You're on call.
Yeah.
Not even that. Like when they weren't fucking there, they were just right outside, like at the end of the street, just all grouped up together, just... chopping it up.
Yeah, dude, that's the privilege of being a cop.
I mean, if I do that shit at work, I get written up, dude. Like, just standing around talking, you know. But like that, like, shouldn't you cover more ground and patrol and just fucking just randomly grab a kid and be like, what the fuck are you smoking?
What's in your bag?
Who the fuck are you?
Fucking hands on the ground.
How old are you, bitch?
Who's your mom?
Yeah.
Well, right, glad you're not a cop.
I would feel so much more comfortable if I saw shit like that happening.
Oh, you guys shaking folks down? Cool, keeping it safe. Appreciate it.
Like if I'm
just
walking,
flip him a coin as you walk by.
If I'm walking with my equipment, rolling it, and he's like, "What the fuck do you got there?" I'm like, "Sir, speaker, are you gonna disturb the peace?" Maybe.
No, then you distract him. Like, no more than that black guy named Zero. Yeah. No, not at all.
Oh, yeah.
No,
dude, he was right here.
He fucking unclicks his gun. What was that?
What'd you say? Are you bad-mouthing me right now?
You talking back, sir?
Look,
son?
Boy?
Yeah. I'm getting uncomfortable now.
Yeah.
All right, are we done, y'all?
Yeah, I guess. I gotta go potty. Want to be done so bad.
We have to be done. We have to.
Follow me on Instagram at willie_d20. You can find the podcast anywhere you find your podcast, pretty much. Follow The Buddy System at The Buddy System Co. Website, www.thebuddysystem.co. Make sure you follow us. Give us a shout out. At The George F. At Los Patino Comedy. Mm-hmm. We will see you next week. Have a good one.
Love you. Bye.